This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Sellecito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Sellecito of Sellecito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Sellecito.
In case you are still wondering about global warming, let me give you some data regarding plants and what they're showing us. For me, I'm particularly concerned about my allergies via ragweed and also to poison ivy, which I've managed to get about 5 times every year for the last half century. Well, first of all, the big deal is the increase in carbon dioxide, the gas that's flooding from factory chimneys, motor vehicle tailpipes, and other sources. This traps sunlight and fuels global warming. Carbon dioxide is also essential for photosynthesis, the process by which plants convert sunlight into energy. In the nutshell, more CO2, more plant growth. Let's do a comparison. In 1950, there were about 300 parts per million CO2. Levels today are at 400 parts per million, and the projection for the end of this century is 600 parts per million. Yikes! Now plants under today's growing condition doubled in size compared to 1950 plants. That means we have an enhanced growth rate and toxicity of poison ivy, rendering the plant bigger and a much stronger adversary. The critical chemical that makes the rash that about 80% of us are allergic to is called urushiol. That's becoming more potent, so when we brush against just a few leaves, the result makes us scratch our heads and other body parts. For ragweed, we have even more problems. Remember, this plant alone is responsible for more than 90% of all allergy problems in our country. Raising CO2 levels are extending the growing season, which means good things if you're farming ragweed, bad news for the rest of us. Looking back only as far as 1995, we find that in our locale, the ragweed season for growth is now a full 16 days longer than it used to be. The longer the frost-free growing season, the greater the number of pollen grains ragweed can and will produce. If you happen to be one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hay fever, it's pretty certain that your life will have a longer season of nasal misery as the years progress. Again, good news for Kleenex and Allarest, bad news for the rest of us. How does this pertain to our gardens? Well, any kind of long-term change certainly has a relationship on plants that we've grown and known to love. In fact, just this year, the old plant hardiness map of zones was updated to accommodate this new warming trend. The bottom line is that while you may be able to grow some plants, some old favorites may have a harder time as summer temperatures increase and precipitation patterns change. I'm Jim Sellecito, reminding you to keep planting until something grows. It's good for you, and it's good for our planet.
From the Soil with Sellecito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Sellecito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Sellecito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.